Okay, one of the shadows that have been coming up in the new minyanim, the post-COVID or hopefully post-COVID, but whatever we call it, the minyanim that have been happening, is that one of the Piskei Halacha that we got from Moreinu Rav Shechter is that the Baal Kore should get all of the aliyos. So the Baal Kore gets all seven aliyos. So the question is, what, you know, the reason for that is that we don't want more than one person at the Torah at the same time because of exposure to the virus. But very often the Baal Kore is together at the minyan with his father, with his son. So the question is, can a father and a son get consecutive aliyos? And that way the Baal Kore won't have to take all of the aliyos. The father of the Baal Kore will take some of the aliyos. Is there a problem with a father and a son getting consecutive aliyos during normal circumstances? And is there a problem particularly during these circumstances? So where does it come from to begin with that there's an idea that a parent and a child, that a father and a son, are not allowed to get consecutive aliyos? The Beis Yosef, it's not a Gemara anywhere. The Beis Yosef in Sim Kuf Mem Aleph quotes two reasons for this minug. First is, he quotes from an Archos Chaim, She'ein likros b'tora shnei achim, o avu ben ze'achar ze'ah, v'pnei she'im psulim le'edus ze'lezeh, uksiv edus Hashem ne'emana. That since Torah is described as edus Hashem ne'emana, so we don't have two people who are psulei edus, ze'lezeh receive two aliyos, one right after the other, whether it be a father and a son, or whether it be two brothers. The Bir Agra points out that this is a little bit strange because Hare Nashim uketanim psulim le'edus. Nashim and ketanim are also pasul le'edus. And the Gemara in the third paragraph of the Mishnah, the third paragraph of Maseches Megillah, says that they're all in the minyan shiva, that they do get an aliyah, even though it's no longer our practice. But Meikar Adin, they do get an aliyah. The second explanation, the Beis Yosef writes, Va'kol bo simin chaf va'mordechai behilchas ketanis kalsu b'shem Aram sheyicholim likros shnei achim ze achar zev ha-ben achar av ve'ein manich in lasos kein b'shvil ayin hara. And this is the more popularly quoted reason. That really, Mikra Din, it's mutter for a father and a son or for two brothers to get consecutive aliyos. We just don't do it because it's an ayin hara. It draws attention to the success of that family, that one after the other, they're getting kibudim, so that's a, you know, public things that they're doing, so that is a problem of ayin hara. Nafkamina is pointed out by the Chuvus Mishnah Alachos, Chela Gimel Simen Chaf, Nafkamina would be, what about Hagben Galila? Hagben Galila is not an Eidus at all, but it might still be Ayin Hara, because you're giving Kibudim. Or what about other Psule Eidus, like we pointed out from the Vilna Gaon, that if it's about Ayin Hara, then it wouldn't be a problem if it were other Psule Eidus, but if it's about Psule Eidus, then it would be a problem. Darkei Moshe in Oz Gimel quotes the Ma'aril that we're even concerned about Shvi'i and Maftir. However, in the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, he says just that im echad hu ashvi ve echad hu amaftir lo yikru asheni bishmo mishum ayin hara, which sounds like as long as you don't call him up by name, you just say yamod maftir, that would be fine. The Magen Avraham, Magen Giborim rather, points out this diuk, that it sounds like if you just call him maftir stam without calling him by name, it would be mutter. And he says v'dafka b'mekomel shamina glikros hamaftir stam, but that heter only works if that's the way they always call up the maftir. But if their minug is normally to call up the maftir by name, and now all of a sudden they're not mentioning his name, no, then it's going to be Einabisha Tvei. That's a bigger Ayin Hara, because whatever grabs more attention, and people will be like, oh, why isn't he calling up by name? That's going to be a bigger Ayin Hara. And the Sharet Zion in Sivkat Nechav Beis, he says that even if we typically call them up by name, that not everyone agrees with the Magen Giborim that it's a bigger Ayin Hara. He says that there are certain Achronim that say that as long as you don't call him up by name, it's going to be Mutter. So certainly, Letzorach Gadol, we could be Mekel. And maybe don't call him up at all. Just let him go up. Let him go up without calling him up. And that would also avoid the problem. So, Lehalacha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Yicholim likros beizachim ze achar zeva ben achar av. It is Mutter to call up a father and a son or two brothers one after the other. But the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, Ve'ein manichim el b'shvil ayin hara, but we don't allow it because of ayin hara. So it sounds like he's machmir on two brothers, even though he paskins the reason, right? And as he's passing, the reason is based on ayin hara. He's machmir on two brothers and the father and the son. Rav Vadia quotes Poskim, more makel with brothers if they step down before the next brother's aliyah in Yechavidas Chel Gimel Simin Nun. So there are a number of exceptions to this problem, to this prohibition. First of all, Maftir on Yom Tov. The Knesset HaGedola writes that Dafka Maftir Shekorin Ba'oso Sefer Torah is a problem. But on Yom Tov, or Kayotzebo, where they take out another Torah, then you don't have to be Choshesh. Why? Because apparently, as long as you have two things that separate one kibbutz from the other, then that's going to be good enough. So you have a Kaddish and taking out of another Sefer. In the Shari Ephraim, in Shari Aleph Siflam Beis, is willing to be Mekel B'Shas HaTzarech if it's even just another Sefer Torah without a Kaddish, like on Chol HaMoed Pesach, or a Shabbos that has three Sefer Torah, where sometimes you'll switch to another Sefer, but there won't be a Kaddish. So based on that, Rav Vadya writes in Yechavadas Chil Gimel Simen Nun, he's Mekel with giving a father and a son, or two brothers, Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereshis, because there's a Kaddish and another Sefer Torah in between. Rav Shechter's even makel when the shul only has one Torah to give Shvi'i and Maftir and Yom Tov, because even though it's not another Sefer Torah, it's also hefsek to roll the Sefer Torah, to move the Sefer Torah from one spot to the other. So that would also count as a second hefsek. The second exception that we have is if the Maftir is not yet a bar mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf is makel on that. The Mikra Din, you can get the Maftir even if you're not yet bar mitzvah, and the Mishnah Berurah says we're not makbid about this din if he's not yet bar mitzvah. Another exception is if there's a kaddish in between. The Marikash says that k'sha'avol l'shvi, k'even shu mafsik b'kaddish, ein lachu shum yasa ben maftir, ki hu in yinakar v'chei nagu, that even just a kaddish he's willing to be makel, unlike what we said before from the Knesset Gedolah, that we require a double hefsik in between. Another potential exception is if he already started. The Prichadosh writes, v'im hischi levarich, He was called up for the Aliyah. He went up and he started to say the bracha. Says in Prichadosh, Pshita Shalo Yafsik. You definitely don't stop him in the middle, because he says Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simin Kuf Lamed Hey, that if Yisrael started on the first bracha and then a Kohen walks into shul, or a Kohen started saying the bracha for the second Aliyah and then a Levi walks into shul, ain't no posek. So over there it's Mikra Adin and we don't even stop him. Over here it's only a minug because of Ayin Hara. For sure you're not going to stop. And Mishmura quotes all this from the Derech HaChaim in Sivkat and Yud Ches. Another exception is, as we mentioned, the Magen Giborim writes that if you're not going to call the person by name, then it's not a problem. Mishmura quotes this in Sivkatan Chaf Aleph. Now, all poskim agree to that lahalacha, but the Kav Chaim says that the minhag is not to call them up even when not by name. And Rav Vadya in Yechavdas Chel Gimel Simen Nun explains that we still mention their names when we say the Mishaberach, and that's why it's a problem even if you're not going to call them up by name. Another exception, Shari Ephraim and Shari Aleph Siflam Beis writes is Simchas Torah, that he says we're makel by Simchas Torah when you're just giving aliyos to everybody, you know, and it's just Yamod, 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 you know, the next one, Misha Berich HaSavos, Hu Yivarech HaSabanim, whatever, you know, you're not really getting into details, so we're makel. In Orchos Rabbeinu, however, in Chela Gimel, page Ayin Beis, it says that the stipler was very makbid about this, even on Simchas Torah. The Kavachaim, another exception, Kavachaim says a father-in-law and son-in-law is fine, that other family members is not going to be a problem. And a final exception is the Tshuvas Shevet HaKasi, Chelek Beis, Simen Samachay, says that if they call one brother up, but he isn't in shul, then they could call the other brother up instead. That's not called two consecutive aliyos, even though they're mentioning the names of the two brothers consecutively. On the flip side, the Shari Ephraim says that if they tried to call somebody else up in between, but that guy wasn't there, they can now call up the brother. Meaning, he says that they can call up the brother because they mentioned somebody else's name in between. So if a brother got shlishi, and then they wanted to call someone else up for a V, and they called the name, and the guy didn't come up, he wasn't there. Now they can call the other brother for a V, because now they've mentioned someone else's name in between these two brothers. There are a few shailas relating to this as well, the points of dispute. You know, the Knesset Gedolah is quoted in the Olas Tamid. He says, Hu adin av uben beno, iko mishum ayin hara, that a grandfather-grandson is the same problem, but the Prichadosh quotes this and says Veloni Hirali, he disagrees. Mishabura's Mekel B'makom Atzorech for grandfather and grandson, if there are too many chiyuvim to juggle or whatever, and then and you have a simcha or something. So Mishabura's Mekel B'makom Atzorech. Kavachaim Sivkon Chav Zayin says that if a grandfather and grandson of the same name, which is very common among Sfardim, where the grandson is always named after the grandfather, the living grandfather, they should be especially careful not to call a grandson and a grandfather one after the other. But the Kav Chaim writes, a maternal grandfather is going to be fine, because it's not going to be the same name. What if he's mochel on the ayin hara? So the Berheit even knows, hey, writes that in rotzalalos mochen biyado. You can't be mochel on the ayin hara. We're mochen biyado, we make a macha, it's not allowed to do that. What about Hagba and Galila? So based on the heter of not calling by name, in the Tshuvas Avnei Chefet, Simen Tes Zayin, he says that if they typically call up the Magbia and the Golel not by name in that shul, then they can call two brothers, which is very helpful in these COVID minyanim. Because one of the other rules that we have is that the guy who lanes is also doing Hotzav Achmas, and he's also doing Hagba and Galila and for Ashkenaz, and we're not used to doing Hagba and Galila all by ourselves. To do the Hagba and then put the Torah back down on the Bima. So if you have two brothers there that live in the same household, so it could be very, very helpful. So that's what the Avnei Chevet says, that if the minig anyway is not to call up the Magbiyah and the Golol by name, so then it won't be a problem. Generally, though, in places where they are called up by name, the Avnei Chevet over there in Siman Tazayin Ozbeis says that even though the Shulchan Aruch only talks about Aliyos, we don't give Hagba Galila to a father-son or to two brothers, because the reason of Ayin Hara applies equally. In Tshuvas Mishnah Alachos, Rav Menashe Klein thinks that even if they're not called by name, you can't give two brothers Hagba Galila, because the issue is Ayin Hara, when people see a father and a son mamish together simultaneously receiving a kibbutz, it's worse than two consecutive aliyos, where it's one after the other. The Hagba Galila happens at the same time. If even hearing their names in succession is a problem, certainly seeing them do the honor together is an even bigger problem. So what about our shaila with the COVID minyanim? So I got the shaila a couple of times in Erev Shabbos, one from a Rav who had a bar mitzvah in his shul, and he wanted to know, can the Avia Ben get an aliyah? The son is going to read the entire parsha. Can the Avia Ben get an aliyah? Another from one of my minyanim in the shul, one of our backyard minyanim, where the Bal Kore wanted to know if his father can get some of the aliyos. So it would seem that since all of this is only about Ayin Hara, and the Shulchan Aruch is explicit that it is not lahalacha, it would seem that we could be makel in cases where we're already doing unusual things, meaning we're already giving one guy all the seven aliyos, and it's just all the practices are so different. And then there are a couple of snifim over here. When giving a Bal Kore all seven aliyos, we don't usually call him by name anyway. So since meaning the way we've been doing it is, they call him by name for the first aliyah, and they say, Yamot Sheini, Yamot Shlishi, Yamot Revi, and that's all, because you're not going to call it, it sounds ridiculous to call him up by name every single time. So since they're not calling him up by name anyway, so I told the other Rav who had the bar mitzvah in the shul, call the son for the first aliyah, and then say, Yamot Sheini, Yamot Shlishi, Yamot Revi, and then at some point down the line, you'll call the father up by name, and that would not be a problem. Also, Ayin Hara is in reserving all of these aliyos for the family, meaning l'chora, that's the Ayin Hara, is that all of these aliyos go to this one family, and that they're getting all of these kibudim. But over here, the alternative is that one guy gets all of these kibudim, and everyone knows that it's not about the kibudim, it's just about the fact that you can't distribute the aliyos in a normal way. I asked around, I was told that Rav Asher Weiss was makel on this as well. The Rav Asher Weiss was asked the shaila and said that under these circumstances, that members of the family living in the same household, there's no problem with them getting consecutive aliyos. Okay, so that's as far as fathers and sons getting consecutive aliyos and brothers getting consecutive aliyos. Everyone should have a great day.